I'm Chris Voss. The Hope and Harmony concert that Julie Skolnick of Mistral orchestrated, pun intended, is different from their normal concerts, not the least of which because Simon Rattle came up to Boston to conduct it. And he is one of the most legendary conductors of our time, and I got an opportunity to talk to him on what led him to come and conduct this concert.
I mean, this is to do with friendship. Julie, I've known for years. While she was having her kids, while we were all having kids at the same time, knew her through her illness. It just seems an obvious thing to do. And the fact that it's wonderful musicians coming from all over the country makes it even more touching. I was friends from the Met, friends from Philadelphia, friends from here. And because people are doing it for this particular reason, I mean, there must be very few among us who haven't been touched in some way with the struggle of cancer, with family or friends. I think everybody is just doing it out of love. So, no, I hope I'm not wrong, but we haven't started working yet. But I remember last time it was the easiest thing you could imagine.
So Simon Rattle, the great conductor of this concert, talking to me about what led him to perform with Mistral in this Hope and Harmony Orchestra. You know, I also got a chance to speak to the concertmaster of this performance, Juliet Kang, who was the first associate concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra and a longtime Mistral performer as well. And I found it interesting. She unknowingly had very similar things to say as to what made this concert special.
Well, for me, it's a long-time friendship with Julie, who's an amazing person. I remember when she went through her cancer herself, and, you know, I'm just ever grateful that she's with us today. I know that a lot of people here have been touched by cancer in their lives, and giving back in this way is a privilege. We're all super, super excited, of course, to work with Sir Simon, especially because his time over here in the States is kind of rare. We in Philadelphia have been so honored to work with him frequently over the past 15 years, at least since I've been there. And he's with the Metropolitan Opera more frequently now. But he's still a very, very busy man who spends most of his time in Europe. So this is a unique opportunity to be with him and to work with each other. A lot of the people here are my former colleagues in the Boston Symphony, in the Met Opera, some of my current colleagues in the Philadelphia Orchestra. So I know I'm thrilled. It's like a big family reunion.
Violinist Juliet Kang, concertmaster of tonight's Hope and Harmony concert and the first associate concertmaster at the Philadelphia Orchestra. Well, all these interviews, by the way, including an extended interview with flutist Julie Skolnick, who masterminded tonight's benefit event, are available at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Well, the final piece on the program is Brahms' Magnificent First Symphony, and I think it's important to keep in mind that all these musicians who are coming together to donate their time, well, they did so for a single 3-hour rehearsal in a back hall at New England Conservatory before they then walked on stage and performed this concert that very same night with Simon Rattle conducting. And I tell you, it sounds like these musicians have been playing together for years. Here is what I have come to call the Hope and Harmony Orchestra, with Julie Skolnick as principal flute. This is the first symphony by Brahms from Jordan Hall in Boston on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
big applause for a really phenomenal concert. That is the First Symphony by Brahms with the Hope and Harmony Orchestra, I'm calling them. Simon Rattle conducting to close out the Hope and Harmony Benefit Concert. A benefit concert put together by Mistral and Julie Skolnick, founder of Mistral, to benefit women battling breast cancer and underserved women battling breast cancer, to help them get to their treatments and find ways for paying for the treatments and that kind of thing. A really, really powerful event here at Jordan Hall. And Simon Rattle coming up from New York, where he was conducting the Metropolitan Opera, and bringing all these musicians from Philadelphia and New York and Boston and all over the Eastern Seaboard to put this event together. It's really, really phenomenal. You can find out more about this concert and more about Mistral at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. There's also a lovely interview with Julie Skolnick, where she talks about her own battle with breast cancer and how much that experience led to this concert, and also little interviews with Simon Rattle and the concertmaster of tonight's concert, violinist Julia Kang, as well. Again, all of that is at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Well, we've got a few minutes left together in the broadcast, and so I wanted to play something that comes from one of Mistral's more standard concerts, if you will, which are these lovely intimate chamber concerts that they put on in Andover in Brookline. The next one is next week, their annual Valentine's concert, which they're calling Truly Madly Deeply. And you know, one of the great things about Mistral is the quality of the musicianship within the group. As you're going to hear next in this performance of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, this is trumpet soloist Terry Everson and pianist Max Levinson, and they are so good. Here it is, Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Trumpet soloist Terry Everson, man, is he good, with pianist Max Levinson in a concert put on by Mistral in September of 2018 at St. Paul's in Brookline, a great arrangement of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. All of the concerts you heard tonight, from the Hope and Harmony event to Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring to that great Rhapsody in Blue we just heard, were all recorded and mixed by WCRB's own Antonio Oliart Ross. And a big special thanks to Simon Rattle, Juliet Kang, and of course the fantastic Julie Skolnick for all of their help in putting this broadcast together and making it possible. I'm Chris Voss. I wrote and produced the show. The executive producer of In Concert is Brian McCreath. And lastly, thank you for joining me for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.